Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Gaza burns amid Trump's visit. Once again, Gaza is burning. The killing grows more brutal. The people of northern Gaza are being displaced amid killing and burning, and they find no refuge to turn to. The enemy has made the earth, despite its vastness, too tight for them, so much so that its people cry out, both in their hearts and with their tongues. Where do we go? The release of the Jewish captive, Avera Mengistu Eden Alexander, despite the efforts made by Qatar under American orders, did nothing to help Gaza. Qatar's foreign minister considered his release an achievement to present to their master, Trump, as a gift atop the trillions he has plundered from Muslims' wealth. The people of Gaza gained nothing from this release except a few hours of calm during the handover, after which they paid a price many times greater. Trump's meetings and summits with foolish rulers who handed him trillions of dollars brought no benefit to Gaza. Gaza was barely mentioned, if at all, and even then in passing, that was closer to forgetfulness. These rulers were intoxicated by the celebrations for the one who stole their wealth and dragged their dignity through the dirt. They celebrated him, hosted banquets for him, and competed to win his favor, with gifts celebrating to the sound of shattered skulls and flowing blood. Gaza writhes in pain from killing, bombing, and hunger, while they concern themselves more with Jewish captives than even mentioning Gaza and its wounds. Wounded Gaza will not be saved by Trump, the one who said he would give it some food. He said it, then did nothing, as if offering charity to Gaza, a charity from which the people of Gaza receive nothing but humiliation and harm, not food. Meanwhile, his weapons reach them and his bombs strike them morning and evening. He boasts of giving even as he steals the wealth of Muslims before the eyes and from the hands of their rulers, all while smiling at their utter foolishness. Nor will Gaza be saved by rulers who have sunk to the depths of folly, all of them raised to earn favor, even if it means surrendering their countries and resources. Surrendering these has become a goal for them even before it is demanded by America, as did Ahmed al-Sharia when he invited Trump to invest in Syria's oil. They will not save Gaza. These rulers who feel no pain for it, while even disbelievers do, who hear nothing while the deaf hear Gaza's cries, and who see nothing while the blind perceive its suffering. It is as if they rejoice more than the Jews at the shedding of our blood, as if they are telling the Jews, kill them, starve them, burn them. It's as if they are more hostile to the people of Gaza and to Muslims and to Islam than the Jews themselves. They are the ones who have tightened the siege and aided the Jews like comrades in battle. To hope for salvation for Gaza from the West, the East, or from the rulers is like hoping to find water in fire. The most that can be expected is that they pressure Gaza's mujahideen to surrender and disarm, so that they may be an easy bite for the Jews swallowed without a struggle. In fact, America and its allied rulers are working to achieve for the Jews through peace what they could not achieve through aggression and killing. The situation in Gaza has reached a point beyond delay or reliance on others, unless the Ummah in all its parts, its scholars and common folk, its parties and movements, its entire strength, rises in a coordinated, purposeful movement that bypasses the rulers, crushes their thrones, and then mobilizes the armies to support their brothers, the burden of Gaza will become burdens that weigh down the scales on the day of judgment. Gaza has cried out, either come to our aid or let us know you will not. Gaza will only be saved by hands purified in ablution, by hearts sincere and disavowed of any power except that of Allah, by those who place the world and its luxuries behind their backs and shout, Hayya al-Jihad, come to jihad, hayya ala tahriri bayt al-maqdis, come to liberate bayt al-maqdis, hayya ala nasri ahli Gaza, come to the aid of the people of Gaza, hayya ala tadbiri ma ala al-yahud, come to destroy what the Jews have raised, and hayya ala wa'adillah, come to fulfill Allah's promise. Hands like those of whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عِزَّةً عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Humble toward the believers, powerful against the disbelievers. They strive in the cause of Allah and do not fear the blame of critics. Al-Ma'idah 54, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine.